half. How you doing?
Hey, Dave.
Dave.
Do you want to introduce Dave,
God, how do I introduce? It's difficult to introduce Dave. I mean, it's funny because when we talked about you before, Harv put you virtually at the top, if not the top, of all the people he'd met in advertising. Handsome. Charismatic. Go on, Parv. You say all those embarrassing words you were saying about Dave.
Well, no, I just said that whenever I think of Dave, I just think of a proper ad man.
And I mentioned this to Dave. It's like, weirdly, we end up sitting about six seats away from each other by complete chance at Arsenal. But the first bit of praise from anyone famous that I got was Dave. And I think, did I share? I shared you this, didn't I, Dave?
Yeah.
Where you, I'd got my first ad into campaign in a, before they reviewed them. And then David sent a letter back on GGD paper saying Kinbrill, little apostrophe Kinbrill. And that's probably the first time anyone good said something good about any of my work.
Shucks.
Which is a true, it's a tear-jerking story, but it's true. But it's true. It is absolutely true. And I sort of think of that when I see David football. Obviously, since then, you've set up agencies, you've directed, you've been involved in the Millennium Dome, as we were just talking about. You've done all sorts of stuff. So a question, what are you doing now? Are you doing any work or are you reflecting, assessing?
We're doing bits and pieces. Watermill's doing bits and pieces. I wouldn't say we're frantically busy, but we've got some consulting we're doing with a couple of bike companies. We're doing a bit for Brompton and a bit for Chapter 3. They're not huge jobs. One's a poster campaign. Brompton are doing some posters right now because I think probably quite a good time for a folding bike company.
Yeah.
And Chapter 3 is a long-standing kind of, we consult with them from time to time and they've got a project they want to push particularly, and we just kind of like hanging out with them because they're interesting people.
So are you a big bike guy? Have you got lots of Lycra? And
yeah, I've got lots of Lycra, do a bit of cycling on the weekends, and I like to go out with my boys, they all cycle as well. I just kind of, I like that world, but I also just kind of quite like the people who cycle. They all seem to be really quite nice people. And we just kind of fell into that because we're doing that. And then Bertie's been off shooting all last week. He did a four-day shoot for Mullen Lowe. The side of our business, we do a bit of production as well. And he's a good photographer. So he's been doing all the stills for the government COVID campaign.
Oh, was he really?
Yeah, I just think it was quite difficult to get a photographer who could operate in the current circumstances, you know, because it's quite tricky. And Bertie being a producer, he just has all those skills.
Yeah.
Knows how to get stuff done.
That's not, Mull and Lowe are not involved in the sort of messaging of COVID, are they?
Yeah, I think they are.
Keep alert and that sort of thing.
Well, they certainly make all the ads. I suspect. I don't know for sure.
I can't believe that would be Lawrence there.
No, they are, Dave. You know, when I was saying the other day, we did the, before we left, one of the last things we did was with Mull and Lowe, with Mark Strong.
So, Dave, obviously everyone's at home, stuck, bored, gone through their Netflix pile. Is there anything you'd recommend for someone to watch that they may not have considered? So it could be something old, new, anything to watch.
If I could watch it again, I'd watch the one about the family, Succession.
Oh, Succession. Yeah, amazing.
You know, I mean, that was I watched the first series of that when it first came out and nobody was watching it. I thought it was a drama when it first came out. I thought it was a brilliant drama. And I watched it as a drama. And then my wife, who watched it with me, said, yeah, but it's a comedy, Dave. And I said, is it? And I went back and watched it all again immediately.
And I said, laughed your head off.
It's a brilliant comedy. It's a brilliant comedy and a great drama. And every series has been brilliant comedy drama. If you like unorthodox, there's a much better thing called Shtizl.
How are you spelling that?
I don't know. Shtizl. I think it's Netflix. Yeah, I'm sure it's Netflix. And it was it's the girl from Unorthodox came from Shtizl. She was in Shtizl.
Oh, okay. Right.
So it's about five series long, and it's a very gentle orthodox comedy. And again, it's got that it can make you cry and laugh thing. And the other thing I've watched, obviously, is Curb Your Enthusiasm, which I've loved a lot. And this is a kind of a guilty pleasure, but has anyone seen Schitt's Creek?
I've seen a couple. I quite liked it, but didn't continue with it. But why is it a guilty pleasure? I mean, the people in it are great.
Because it's just a very light comedy and it's very silly. But I found myself getting wrapped up in the characters. I think it's so brilliantly written. In fact, the father and son in the comedy are father and son in real life. They play quite extreme characters. And the first episode is just tells you what's going to happen in the rest of the series. It does all of the setup. And then you're just into characters. And the comedy is so slight, but the characters are brilliant. And of course, Dave, the other thing that you have to, if I assume everyone who's going to hear this has already done stuff from the loft, but the last three were brilliant.
Do you think when things go back to normal, you'll approach anything differently, either in literally how you go about doing it or what you think about it, advertising?
I'm finding the Zoom thing is actually much better than I thought. I mean, I used to fight shy of those meetings because I much prefer to be in a room with someone. I mean, for me, what's great about advertising is just meeting lots of interesting people, specialists in their own areas, and kind of, you know, interested in what they do. So clients are interesting in that way as well. And meeting them on Zoom is a little cold, but it's not as bad as I thought it was going to be. And you still kind of get that wave of enthusiasm off marketing directors who are genuinely enthused about their product. I suspect there'll be a lot more of that. We probably won't get another office as Watermill. I suspect we'll just hot desk it from place to place because nobody misses going into an office. They kind of tend to prefer you to go to their office. So the only reason to have one is to meet people. Yeah. And we've been working at Clark & Works recently, which has got quite a lot of young people in it who are fairly interesting to hang out with, you know. So I suspect we'll just do time-shared offices there in future.
I tell you what, Dave, I've got a question for you. You can restart the Premier League or open up pubs.
Well, only one or the other?
Yeah.
Well, I don't care about the Premier League at the moment. I'm not missing it. So, yeah, open up pubs.
You're not missing it at all.
Do you know what? I'm not, because Arsenal were doing so kind of moderately. I was quite glad when it stopped. And I heard on the radio the other night that if we left the league exactly as it is right now and we took the average of points per game, that Arsenal, having played one game less than Tottenham, would finish 1 point in front of them. And so I'm all for that. And also, much as I liked the way Liverpool played this year, the way they've been crowing for about the last 20 games about how they've already won the season, it would make me chuckle that they didn't ever win it properly. So in a way, I just let it go this year. Just call it ended. Nobody won it. Don't send anyone down. Don't let anyone up. Just start again.
See, the thing is, myself and Dave have to be neutral on this podcast, and, you know, we're not of the same belief. Every now and then, though, we do accidentally chuckle to ourselves when we're talking about it. Yeah, we're exactly the same.
There's not many people say, no, I think Liverpool should get it. You know, obviously all the Man United fans say no, but we've not, I can't think of anyone who said, oh, yeah, they should get it. They're, what are they, 25 points ahead or whatever it is?
It's amazing how people always used to like Liverpool as a football club, certainly, you know, sort of in the late 90s or, you know, I suppose maybe what you do is you always like a loser.
Yeah, of course, yeah. That's why I like West Ham. It was always 6 points. It's guaranteed.
So you'll definitely go with the pubs then?
Yeah, open the pubs.
Are you a mask wearer, Dave?
No, not yet. Do you know, I find it a little bit kind of difficult to get into that. It just feels like a very odd affectation to me. And I'm sure that when enough people are doing it, I'll join in. Are you both wearing masks?
No.
I am. I mean, I don't know how built up it is. Parv is, as he calls it and got called up by Sean about it, is in the middle of the sticks, aren't you? Which Sean pointed out, you can't be. You're either in the sticks or in the middle of nowhere, but you can't be in the middle of the sticks. Whereas in Highgate, and there's obviously the minute we're right in the high streets, and the minute you go out the front door, there's people around. So I've sort of gradually gotten to, I would say that 30 to 40% of people on the street here anyway are wearing masks.
Are you doing gloves then, Dave?
No, I'm not doing any of it. I mean, I'm in Stoke Newington and it's still quite busy here. I think we're kind of making our own rules in North London. I'm sure you find the same thing, Dave, not really listening to the government, just kind of doing what we think is appropriate.
Which is sort of the advice that the government are giving anyway, which is do whatever you want.
Yeah, they don't really know what they're saying, do they? You can have an estate agent around your house, but you can't have your grandkids around.
And are you drinking more or less alcohol?
Oh, loads more. Yeah, I'm drinking every night.
Most people had a sort of initial surge and then got hold of it, but you've not got hold of it. You're still drinking.
Well, I'm not getting drunk every night. I'm just having a couple of glasses.
You're not falling down, but you're, yeah.
Yeah.
So, have you attempted to bake a sourdough loaf, being a sort of fancy part of North London?
You know, I tried to buy some flour because my wife was going to do some cooking, and all I could get was Turkish flour, because all that's open around here is the Turkish shop, and the self-raising has gone out of everywhere, so no.
What is Turkish flour? Does that must still work, mustn't it?
Well, Ali refused to use it.
They have bread in Turkey.
They had a camel on the front, and she said, what the fuck is this? And I said, well, they said it was flour. When we opened it, it was a bit of a strange colour to it, and it wasn't really white. So, yeah, that went straight in the bin. So, no, Dave, I'm not doing any sourdough, although you can still buy it on the high street here.
You watched Tiger King?
Yeah, I watched a few episodes of that. They're all horrible people, aren't they? I couldn't cope with the mullet.
Is it...
The mullet itself that the guy, the Tiger King, had was so appalling. And when I looked in the mirror, I thought, I'm growing one of those myself. There's nothing I can do about it. I just didn't want to reflect on it.
So, Dave, but, if you had to choose someone to take control of the pandemic, Donald Trump or Joe Exotic?
those are our choices.
Those are the only choices. We get a very consistent poll.
I'd go with Joe Exotic.
Yeah, exactly. No one has chosen Trump yet. We've asked everyone. No one has said Trump. Well, sadly, we've got Trump dealing with it.
Just unbelievable what he's done, isn't it? I mean, it's staggering. I think he's the most powerful leader in the world.
Dave, the Lou Rowe question. How many bog rolls have you got?
We we were slow up on that. We didn't go and panic buy. So we've just got, I don't know, maybe six.
It's a good healthy number. We've got a couple of questions left, which is, one is, what have you discovered about yourself in this period of isolation, if anything?
I don't think I'm very easy to live with. I think my wife's been incredibly patient with me. I mean, I'm annoying myself with the way I carry on at home. So God knows what it's like for her. And I'm really missing my grandchildren. I hadn't realised how much they're around here as a rule. So that's been kind of sad. And I just miss people, really. I found out about myself. I thought I was a bit of a loner, but actually I really like hanging out with people.
Yeah, it's funny. All creatives say virtually the same things.
Right. And I've also learned now I'm not very good at oil paints. I mean,
at the moment. Well, you're putting out cartoons now, I see.
Yeah, I've always done cartoons. It's a bit like doing posters, isn't it?
Yeah.
The cartoon, obviously.
There's a really good podcast called Rule of Three. Have you heard that?
No.
Oh, I love that. They did one the other day on Gary Larson. Do you remember Gary Larson?
Oh, I love Gary Larson.
Yeah. Well, I'll send you a link to it. It's amazing. I just used to love. Like, I would love to do an interview with Gary Larson because he was probably my favourite person for about 4 years.
Absolute genius, wasn't he? You could use those books. Those books are all posters to me. Fantastic.
Excellent. So one last question, Dave. Name an ad you've seen in this period. Can it be very good, very bad?
Jesus, have you seen any? I've seen loads of stuff from loads of people that just says, clap your hands for the NHS and well done the NHS. I've seen lots of ad shells that just say, we applaud you, the NHS. I'm not sure I've seen any. I saw something which was half out of focus, a poster. It was half out of focus. I have no idea what it was for, but it was a brilliant image. I can't say I've seen any advertising that I've really noticed, though.
Okay.
Is anyone advertising? I mean, apart from all the COVID stuff.
There's a few that have come up, like Cadbury's, Facebook. There's a few that have popped up.
What's the Cadbury stuff? The eggs?
My only memory of it is drone footage around empty streets, but apparently it's,
I think, hiding the eggs
to it, and it's better than
a little bit before.
No, I've seen quite a lot of stuff that's vaguely NHS. You know, we thank you, like Lloyds Bank have done some, and it's full page ads saying how great the NHS is.
Well, I think obviously we could have really helped out on the government messaging and ads. Because it's always hundreds of millions been spent. Everyone seems to be confused, and we couldn't have handled it worse. So a lot of that is comms that's not been done very well, I think.
Who is that done by? Is it they haven't got? There's not an agency or anything involved.
Well, this is the loop that we end on, which is, I think it was. Did you say Mull and Lowe? Which I don't. You know,
I think Mull and Lowe are doing the ads, but I think
some. But
I don't know.
I'm sure it's a hard thing to work on, to be fair.
Yeah, I'm absolutely certain that it'll be Dominic Cummings and a group of think tank people who'll be doing the messaging and just saying,
sure, run use it. An agency to colour it in rather than.
I'd imagine, yeah. I don't know, but I'd imagine that's how it works.
All right, excellent. Have you got any more, Parv? I think we're virtually done.
Good. Lovely chatting to you, Dave, as always.
Great to chat to you, Dave. Thanks for your time.
Thank you for your time. Lovely to speak to you, boys.
See you at the Emirates.
We'll have a pint when we get back.
Yeah, I'll see you on the other side.
All right, mate. You take care.
Cheers, Dave. All the best.
Bye bye.